Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah here discusses Zeisei Masik as opposed to Zeisei Nikuv. Two different categories of olives. Zeisei Masik are olives that must have Trumos and Maisos separated from them, and Zeisei Nikuv are olives that are exempt. Likewise, the Mishnah discusses Inve Batzir and Inve Olilos. Inve Batzir are grapes that must have Trumos and Maisos separated from them, normal part of the harvest of the of their owner, and Inve Olilos are grapes that do not have to have Trumos and Maisos separated from them. The Zeisei Nikuv and the Inve Olilos are categories of olives and grapes that do not have to have Trumos and Maisos separated from them because they are given to poor people. Matnos Aniyim, these special portions of one's produce given to poor people, do not have to have Trumos and Maisos separated from them. The Mishnah discusses what happens when there's a mixture of olives or grapes that have the requirement of Trumos and Maisos together with this portion of Matnas Aniyim that do not have to have Trumos and Maisos separated from them. How can one be allowed to eat from the mixture when he knows that a portion, namely the Zeisei Masik and the Inve Batzir, that are in the mixture, must have Trumos and Maisos separated first before anything can be eaten? Zeisei Masik, harvested grapes that were mixed with Zeisei Nikuv, the olives given to the poor people, Inve Batzir and Inve Olilos, or a second case with the same implications, harvested grapes that were mixed with grapes dedicated to the poor people. If he has in his house other grapes or olives that need to have Trumos and Maisos separated from them, in addition to the amount that he would normally separate for that second batch of olives and grapes, he can also separate from them an additional amount that will essentially cover the olives and grapes that are mixed in and that cannot be determined. As a result, he will effectively give the same quantity of Trumos and Maisos that he anyway would have given had he been able to recognize which grapes and olives were chayv in Trumos and Maisos. V'imlav, if he has no other produce from which to separate from, motzi truma u'trumos maiser lakol, v'ashar maiser u'maiser sheni lufi cheshbon. Then he takes the mixture of the grapes or the olives, and he must take truma, the portion given to the kohen from the non-kohen, and truma's meiser, the portion given from a levi to a kohen, corresponding to the entire quantity of the mixture, even corresponding to the percentage of the mixture that was produce intended for the poor people. But that only applies to Truma and Trumos Maiser, because those category of tithes, if one eats them, he is Chayiv Misa. He is subject to the death penalty by heavenly decree. Because of the stringency relating to the punishment that one receives upon eating Truma or Trumos Maiser if he is not a Kohen, Chazal were extra strict in terms of requiring a proper quantity being given from this mixture to a Kohen. However, as the Mishnah concludes, Maiser and Maiser Sheni, the requirement of Maiser, which is given to a Levi, Maiser Sheni, the amount that has to be brought to Yerushalayim, must only be separated corresponding to the percentage of the mixture that is produce actually chayiv in Trumos and Maisos, not corresponding to the portion of the mixture that is comprised of produce that would be given to the poor people. Mishnah Yud, Hanotos or mi isas chitim, v'nosen lesoch isas ores. If one takes a portion of seor, the sourdough described previously in our Mishnayos, earlier in our Perek, And this soor is used to help other portions of dough rise. If you remove the soor from a portion of dough made out of chitim, wheat flour, v'nosin l'soch isas orez, and he adds it to dough made from rice flour, im yesh batam dagan, if the resulting mixture of soor and isa has the taste of dagan, of one of the five species of grain recognized by the Torah for the purposes of the laws of challah, namely wheat, which is one of those types of grain, chayavs b'challah. This portion of dough, despite its rice flour component, because the taste of the wheat component is recognizable, must have challah separated from it, in the same way that a portion of dough made entirely from wheat or one of the other four species would be chayav in challah. V'imla p'tura, but if the taste of the dagan, of the chitin, of the flour cannot be tasted in this mixture of seor with isas orez, the rice flour dough, no chal must be taken. Imkein lama amru hatevel oser kolshehu. If this is the case, the Mishnah asks, when do we apply the rule we find elsewhere in Chazal, that tevel oser kolshehu, that tevel, a portion of food that must have trumas and maaser separated from it, has the capacity to prohibit an entire mixture, even when it appears only in a small quantity? In other words, if a very small amount of tevel falls into a very large quantity of permitted food, we understand from elsewhere in the words of Chazal that tevel has the power to, in some cases, prohibit the entire mixture. When does that apply? Min bimino, only when the tevel falls into a mixture of other food identical to it. If one grape of tevel falls into 100 other grapes of chulin, that is min bimino. All of those grapes will be prohibited, as tevel is oser kol shehu. V'shalo bimino b'nosin tam. However, if tevel falls into other food, which is not the same item as the tevel, such as in our case, when seor of chitin falls into isa, or is placed into an isa of orez of rice, then, even though the seor is tevel, it needs to have chal separated from it, it will not create an iser, it will not make the entire mixture of the orez, isa, have the status of tevel, as long as the portion of seor, the taste of dagan of that seor, is not recognizable in the mixture. Only if we can recognize the taste of the seor, of the chitin, in the new mixture, will we say that the tevel, that seor, that tevel seor, prohibits the entire mixture until challah is taken.